This is Week in Edition on WFAE. I'm Nick Delacanal. At the end of a winding dirt road in Huntersville is a colorful medieval village that, for 2 months every year, hosts the Carolina Renaissance Festival, home to jousting knights, singing peasants, and, of course, a queen. For the last 13 years, the reigning monarch at the Carolina Festival has been portrayed by Bettina Queen. That's her stage name. She's also a mom, a seamstress, and a sign language interpreter. And we caught up with her one morning when she's typically getting ready in her trailer to find out what it's like to be royal.
It is currently, 8:30, and I have been up since 6:30 starting to get ready, because it really does take me 2 hours or longer to get ready for my day. This is Mandy. She is my daughter, and she plays the court jester.
Hi!
She kindly volunteered to get up early with me and help me out with this, and a lot of times I'll actually help her get ready as well. Is my crown on straight?
No.
Okay. I've got to fill my pockets with the things that I'm going to need for the day. So I've got my lipstick, my ibuprofen, hand sanitizer, Tic Tacs. Oh, my hot hands. Extra sunscreen, which I guess I don't really need today. I'm pretty well covered up. I guess that's it. That and my cloak. All right. I think I'm all ready.
God save the Queen!
God save the Queen!
And God bless every one of you!
I play Queen Isabella, and over the years, through promotional things, my name has expanded to Queen Isabella Charlotte Regina. We currently don't have a king, so I am a solo queen, looking for a husband, which is an awful lot of fun. I have had 2 different kings here in Carolina. I've had 4 different kings in Georgia, so total 6. Just call me Henrietta the 8th.
Enjoy your day!
I have a day job during the weekdays. I'm a sign language interpreter for the hearing impaired. I love it. I work in the school system. I work in Atlanta, not here in Charlotte, but I'm originally from Charlotte, so I have a lot of family here, and that's what kind of got me working over here, was when I heard that they were looking for a new queen. I had already been playing the queen in the Georgia show for a number of years, and I wanted a good excuse to come visit my family more often. So I auditioned here for to be the new queen.
All the guards are being demoted.
My crown is actually gold-plated, but it's steel, and it's very heavy. Everything on my person probably weighs, I'm terrible with weights, 20, 40 pounds. And of course, I'm a seamstress, so I actually make my own costumes.
God save the Queen.
Do enjoy yourselves.
The interactions. Is by far the best part of this job.
Oh, you look very mature for a 7-year-old.
Danielle, in the name of God, Saint Michael, and Saint George, I dub thee Dame Danielle.
A cheer for Dame Danielle, who is 7. Hip hip.
Huzzah!
What keeps me going, keeps me coming back year after year. The love of performing is definitely up there. And going back to work during the weekdays after a weekend of festival is very shocking, because I go from a character who, it's all about me, I am the queen, love me, I'm the most important one here, to being an interpreter where my role is very much blend into the background, interpret what is being said, and try not to attract attention to myself. So it's very staggering to go from one extreme to the other. But I'm an attention getter. I love attention. So the performance, the interactions, and the attention.
That is stage name Bettina Queen, who is in her 13th year now playing Queen Isabella at the Carolina Renaissance Festival. She drives up from Atlanta every weekend to play the queen. How about that? Well, to see pictures, head to WFAE.org. And this is Week in Edition on WFAE. I'm Nick Delacanal.